You know, the truth is, I've always had a warm spot in my heart for Pizza Inn. It's based in Texas. They were the first pizza joint, the first franchise outfit ever to show up in my little tiny small town up in the Texas Panhandle. Pizza Inn was, and everybody beat a path to it. And to some degree, that's still what Pizza Inn is, although it's a lot bigger now. It's also a lot more successful. I see the stock's up 30% for the year. They're just coming off a big promotion with Dr. Pepper in Fansville and all this because of Brandon Solano, who's the CEO and has been for the last 5 or 6 years. I think it's been 5 or 6 years since we spoke. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. You gave me way too much credit. You know, we're up and successful because of our franchisees and, you know, an awful lot of work from the folks here at our home office.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, this business, I mean, you have to step over the corpses. You know, it is just, it's, I noticed just the other day, I think it was yesterday, now, just because you filed for Chapter 11 doesn't mean you disappear, but Abuela's, the Mexican restaurant, filed for Chapter 11 and on the border, and my gosh, Hooters? They're just, it's tough out there. How do you keep going? What it's marketing. It's rising above the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything, David, you know, it's marketing. We have a saying here, we don't want to be, you know, wrong, rude, dirty, or slow. And so, you know, if you're wrong, rude, dirty, slow, if you get the order wrong, if you're rude, if your restaurant's dirty, if you're slow, you're going to have problems. And there's an awful lot of options and choices for our customers today. And if we don't take good care of them, somebody else will.
Well, you've got to have, I mean, you got to have the product to begin with. I mean, if it's no good, then nobody's ever going to come back a second time. You've got a hook, and that you've got, you know, I think you had buffets before Cece's was ever conceived. In fact, they probably knocked you off. But again, it goes down to this marketing. How do you, I mean, you don't have that, but what do you have, 100 locations? How do you tie up with Dr. Pepper in Fansville on a big promotion like this?
I'm going to tell you this. I think we're living right, David. Like, you know, we were pushing hard on Fansville. I'm a college football fan. I went to the University of Notre Dame, and I love Dr. Pepper Fansville. I think it's a great campaign. I know their CMO, Drew Peniotu. He and I worked together at Hershey a couple of lifetimes ago. And so we asked. We said, hey, we'd like to do Fansville. We'd like to bring it to life in our restaurants and do a big promotion. And Dr. Pepper's a partner of ours, and they were fantastic to work with.
You know, the demographics are interesting. Well, actually, the layout is interesting. I didn't realize you sort of sweep around the Southeast like you do. I don't think you always did. But, I mean, this is a hookup with the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, and that makes a lot of sense. You've expanded through the Southeast.
Yeah, well, at one point, David, we had 800 restaurants. We were the number two pizza chain behind Pizza Hut. And, you know, the late 80s, 90s, and, you know, early 2000s were not kind to us. So our footprint is, you know, still in the SEC. We're so excited to partner with the Southeastern Conference. That is the premier sports league in all of college football. And, you know, for Pizza Inn, you know, Little Pizza Inn to be able to secure that that property was huge. Our franchisees were excited. You know, our sales are great behind it. And we just had some really strong activation locally.
So tell me about the size right now. How many locations do you have? And are they all domestic?
So, no, we actually are in 8 countries. We're tearing it up in Saudi Arabia right now. A year ago, I was in Riyadh. We've just built our 10th restaurant in Saudi Arabia, and our partners over there are fantastic. But we're primarily in the SEC footprint since Oklahoma and Texas joined the SEC. You know, they did that for us, I'm sure. But, you know, I've got 2 kids down at the University of Texas at Austin, Elena and Paul. They're doing great over there, they tell me. Lane's a freshman and Paul's in his 17th year of undergrad, I think. We're going to get that kid to graduate one day. But yeah, our footprint is right in the SEC, and our franchisees, we got franchisees in Knoxville. You know, we've got franchisees, you know, in, you know, Kentucky and in, you know, all of the places, Oklahoma, certainly throughout Texas, where people are very excited about the promotion, and it's college football season. If you're a fan like I am, you know, this is the time.
You know, the confusion between Pizza Inn and Pizza Hut has always been there.
Unless you look at our income statement, then there's no confusion.
You know, and that's another way. And that's another one that's ailing. That was always a big driver. You know, at Yum, and it's headed the other way. So, what's going on in this business right now? Why has it gotten so tough? Is it management, or is it pushback from people? Is it the price point?
Well, I'll tell you, I was at Domino's through about 2017, 2008 to 2017, and you know, Pizza Hut looked like they were going to take share leadership and delivery. If you could imagine that, they're going to take share leadership away from Domino's and delivery. Patrick Doyle, who's a legend in this business, was my boss. He's a CEO, and he said, you know, we can't let this happen. We launched the new and improved Domino's, blew the doors off, and Domino's is now number one. Pizza Hut's lost share leadership. Those folks have, you know, lost their way. It's tough over there. But, you know, it starts with the food. You have to have fantastic food. And, you know, when I got to Pizza Inn, we had let that slip. You know, they let the accountants, the cost accountants in, and, you know, next thing you know, your food quality suffers. And that's the first thing I did. So we upgraded our cheese. We put, you know, garlic butter on the crust. We upgraded desserts and our sides, and we have a fantastic value offering today. You know, you can get a pizza and pasta and salad and dessert all for one price and as much as you want. And that's a real, you know, value offering. People work hard. You know, inflation has crushed the middle class. And if you're going to go spend, you know, $30 or $40 and the food's not very good, you're not coming back. So it's the whole industry is, yeah, I think, you know, really getting a wake up call.
But this is the conversation we've had with the CEO of Brinker International of Chili's, because they've been going at, of all people, they've been going after McDonald's and winning. Yep. I mean, that's it's hard to believe that you can compete on price.
About Chili's. You know, Hochman and those guys are, you know, killing everybody in the restaurant industry. I'm not talking about Chili's anymore. No, those guys, I mean, hats off to them. They've done a tremendous job. But you know, you have to offer folks, your consumers, you know, an amazing experience. And that starts, you know, in the parking lot. You know, your parking lot's got to be clean. Your restrooms have to be clean. And I think, you know, a lot of folks in the restaurant industry have lost their way. We got crazy with pricing. Hey, we can price. And then pretty soon the consumer said, you know, I'm just not showing up anymore. And, you know, there's a lot of folks suffering. They're calling it the restaurant recession. We just came from our annual convention. And I told our franchisees, Pizza Inn is not participating in the restaurant recession. We're just not doing it.
And the stocks showing, like I say, you're not quite up to hat size yet, but it's still up 30% for the year. And there are many restaurants that can say that.
If you take a look at it over 5 years, we're up 700%.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, you know, Pizza Inn's a buffet brand. You know, I was a rookie CEO and COVID hit. And, you know, the delivery concepts, you know, really fared well in COVID. You know, we got, you know, our head handed to us and, you know, came out of it. And, you know, we're getting stronger every day.
So tell me about the plan. I started off talking about the fact that I was so excited. I got my family excited about Pizza Inn showing up in Pampa, Texas. I couldn't believe it, you know, that we were going to have a place like that. So do you still go after the small towns, or are you creeping into urban areas?
You know, we are primarily in smaller towns, kind of C&D counties. But, you know, we've got a lot of stores under development right now. We've got a lot of stores signed and ready to go. And we're looking at places that are, you know, more urban. I would say suburban rather than urban, but they're not rural. But, you know, we do really well in small towns. The buffet concept is alive through lots of parts of the country. You know, I think, you know, on the coast and in the big cities, it's probably less relevant. But, you know, we had 24 years of losing store count.
Yeah.
Okay. I grew up in Flint, Michigan. General Motors lost share for 30 years before they declared bankruptcy in 08. You gotta have a lot of stores to be able to lose store count for 24 years. But for the past 4 years, we've actually grown our buffet count, which, you know, hadn't been done in a generation here. So it's exciting.
So what's next? So what is the count now domestically?
Yeah, we're at 80. We're at 80 buffets. We've got, you know, 20 some odd express stores, which are, you know, in gas stations. They don't have a buffet. It's really just takeout. And, you know, those are every time they come up for renewal, I don't renew those. We're a buffet concept. The reason those existed is, you know, years ago, people here thought they couldn't sell a buffet concept. And, you know, we're proving that to not be true. We're growing like crazy.
So when you and I talk in a year, what's the count going to be, do you think?
You know, listen, David, we're public, and I don't want to share a jail cell with you.
Okay. You
know, we got to be careful.
Well, what did you tell the analyst? I know they asked that.
Yeah, we told them we've got 12 stores currently under contract for this fiscal year, and we just wrapped up Q1. It ended Sunday. We're a July to June fiscal. So we've got 12 under contract where we want to get all those open and more.
So Fansville, obviously a big success. Did you get new customers on this that you now try to retain?
Yes, we got new customers. We got a lot of social media fans, you know, Facebook, Instagram. We've had a lot of folks say, hey, you know, I want to hear what Pizza Inn has to say. Because we've always got something new and creative and crazy. And because we're a little bit of a rural brand, you know, I launched a pizza with venison sausage and wild
really?
Boar sausage. Yeah. And you know what we called it? We called it the Bambi pizza. And oh, man, I thought the board was going to send me for drug testing, David. The Bambi pizza was amazing. We sold out and we won an Obie Award, which is really it's the Oscar for outdoor advertising. We put up a billboard with Bambi on it. And then we put these, 3D like target deer all looking up at the billboard. They were looking a little nervous. And we beat Disney and Netflix for the outdoor installation Golden Obie Award. I had to fly to California to collect the hardware. And, you know, that's exciting.
That's very exciting. And so are you. I mean, I love your enthusiasm in what you've done with the brand. Brandon Solano is the CEO of Pizza Inn and Pie Five, its rave restaurant group. And it's been too long since we chatted. Let's not make it this long next time, okay?
Always a pleasure.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.